Okay, I'm absolutely grateful and delighted to have our next guest on to share her amazing story. She is better known as an actress in such wonderful films as the Indiana Jones films and Starman and many others. She is also a fabulous knitwear artist and has a beautiful store at 8 Railroad Street in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, in the beautiful Berkshires. The phone number to the store, in case you wish to visit the store, is 413-528-8555. That's 413-528-8555. She has a website, and the website is www.karenallen-fiberarts.com. That's www.karenallen-fiberarts.com. As our guest today, instead of talking about her films or her knitwear, she is going to share her incredible story of her struggle with Lyme disease. So I'm so happy that she's doing this. My son also had that problem, so she's been helpful to him too. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Karen Allen. Thank you, Karen, for joining us. And really, it's wonderful to have you on.
Oh, thanks so much, Fia. I'm so delighted to be on and delighted to talk about this because it really has become, a center of a part of my life in which I've tried to help a lot of other people recover from Lyme disease who I have met and who have come to me through friends of friends who have heard that I was so ill with this disease and was able to recover from it by using a very unorthodox but quite amazing method. And I struggled for years with this disease and really only kind of got worse and worse and worse over about a period of 2 years and really came to a point where I really wasn't sure I was ever going to get my life back. I was so ill and really debilitated by the disease and the progression of it. I'll just start by telling you, it was in the spring of 2003. I was up in the countryside. I was living in New York City, but I have a home in Western Massachusetts, and I had come up for Memorial Day weekend and took a hike in the woods behind my house and went a little bit off trail and was with some friends, and we were kind of foraging around. And two or three days later, I noticed on my arm what looked like a big bruise. It looked like I had run into something. It was maybe 3 or 4 inches across and quite startling to look at. And at the center of it was a little bite. I was back in New York City at the time, and I just by coincidence had a appointment with my doctor to get a physical. And I had gone to see her, and she and I were talking, and I said, "Look at this." And she said, "Oh, my goodness, that looks like a spider bite." And I said, "Oh, gosh, I've never had a spider bite before." She said, "Oh, I don't think it's a big deal at all." And she was leaving to go away for a couple of weeks on vacation, and I went home, and about 3 days later, I got extremely, extremely ill. I had a headache that just would not stop. I got a very high fever. I got, it felt like a terrible, terrible flu, but the kind of flu I've never really had before. And I went to see her partner who was on call. He looked at me and told me I had spinal meningitis, which I thought was a strange thing to have gotten out of the blue. He said it was a viral type. There was really nothing that could be done about it. He sent me home, told me to drink fluids, stay in bed, that it would pass the way a flu passes. I went through about a week of feeling truly, truly terrible, and I came back up to the country to recuperate a little bit. And while I was here, two friends of mine saw this bite on my arm, which was still there, and the bruise around it, and said, "Karen, you don't have spinal meningitis. This is Lyme disease. That's the bite, and everything that you're feeling are the early onset symptoms of Lyme disease." So I got back to New York City, went back to see my original doctor, and she said, "When I heard how sick you were from my partner, it occurred to me, maybe this is Lyme disease." And she gave me a round of antibiotics, 3 weeks of antibiotics, which I took. And at the end of the 3 weeks, several friends of mine from the Berkshires who had had Lyme disease said, don't let her take you off antibiotics after 3 weeks. Make sure you stay on them for at least 6 weeks. Well, she wanted me to go off them at the end of 3 weeks, and I wasn't loving taking them, so I was persuaded to stop. I took 3 weeks of antibiotics. I felt better. I felt fine, as a matter of fact. And about 3 months went by in which, really, it was, I put it in the past. It was an episode in the past. And then all of a sudden, one day, I got a terrible, terrible pain in the elbow of the arm where I had been bitten. And it was a radiating sort of fierce, intense, almost electrical, nervy pain that shot up and down my arm. And it was got so bad that I really couldn't bend my elbow at all, and it got so bad that I couldn't do something as simple as pick up a coffee cup or open a tube of toothpaste. I couldn't even make the small movement of turning the cap on the toothpaste. And I was by myself up in the countryside, and I thought, oh, my God, what has happened? I thought I must have banged my elbow on something. I couldn't figure out what was going on. And within a couple of days, it started in my other arm, in my left arm, the same sort of horrible radiating pain. And I went back into New York, went back to my doctor. They had no idea what this could be. And they, you know, took all kinds of tests and did all this sort of things. And finally, I said, could this still be Lyme disease? Could this be the reemergence of Lyme disease? Well, they did all kinds of testing. There were, you know, several popular Lyme disease tests. I've learned, you know, at this point in my life, I've learned more about Lyme disease than anybody really wants to know. I know a lot about the testing process for it and how incredibly unreliable it is and why it's unreliable, which we can talk about later if you want to know more about that. But at this point in my process, she retested me for Lyme disease. She came to a kind of she was unsure, and she said she really didn't know how to look at the blood tests, and she didn't know how to move forward on her own. She was a general practitioner in New York City and in a very holistic practice, and she felt this was beyond her area of expertise. So she began sending me to what became a series of specialists. I went to rheumatologists, I went to neurologists, I went to a number of other specialists, and I began to have a series of blood tests. I think overall in the course of the next maybe 5 or 6 months, I may have had 10 blood tests done separately by different doctors, and it became more and more and more of a frustrating experience because I would walk into a doctor with however many blood tests I had at the time, with, say, 5 blood tests. They would look at these blood tests, and one specialist would say to me, no, 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 you don't have Lyme disease. You couldn't possibly have Lyme disease. You had 3 weeks of antibiotics. You know, Lyme disease is a thing of the past. What this is something entirely different. I was told I had lupus. I was told I had non-specific autoimmune disease that they didn't even have a name for, but there was just a series of symptoms around it. I was told, you know, I had some kind of like neuromuscular disease that I can't even remember the name of. And then I would walk into another specialist because I would walk out of those specialists knowing, who were all trying to get me onto all kinds of, pretty serious medications for long periods of time. And I didn't want to take them, and I really didn't believe that these diagnoses were accurate. And I would then walk into another specialist, and he would look at the same test these doctors had looked at, and he would tell me I had a classic case of Lyme disease. So it became an extremely frustrating experience. I basically completely believed that I had a recurrence of Lyme disease. There are a lot of doctors these days who don't believe Lyme disease can recur. They don't believe that there is such a thing as chronic Lyme disease. It's become a huge political argument between the American Medical Association and doctors who have seen ongoing, many cases of ongoing chronic Lyme disease. It's become a big issue with insurance companies, but at the time I didn't know any of this. I was just trying to figure out what was wrong with me and get better. I had headaches that would not go away. I started to get a kind of numbness in my face that never actually went to palsy, but was always felt like it was on the verge of palsy. But I could pinch parts of my face, and they were just totally numb. I had no feeling in my face. I had a headache that was of such a kind. It was like no headache I'd ever had before, and there was a sort of sense, there's this term my grandmother used to use. She used to go, "Oh, you've got such bees in your bonnet." It felt like literal bees in my bonnet. I felt as though somebody had opened up my skull and poured 100 ants inside, and there was this constant sense of buzzing and movement inside the tissue of my actual brain. I would go into kind of fugue states where I would lose time. I would just lose a connection with what was going on around me. I had periods where I would be driving on a road I'd been on 1,000 times before, and I suddenly would have no idea where I was. So it was affecting me on all different kinds of levels, but mostly neurologically, somewhat nerves in my always continued to have problems in both of my arms and elbows. I had at times problems in my knee joints as well. I had an incredible lethargy, and kind of an inability to focus. And with this, of course, came a certain amount of depression because I felt quite helpless. And the more I spent time with people in the medical profession, the more helpless I began to feel. Nobody really seemed to know how to diagnose the disease or what was wrong with me. Nobody really seemed, I was getting conflicting diagnoses all over the place. And everybody just seemed really interested in pouring drugs of various kinds into my system. In the end, I chose to listen to a doctor who had become one of the top Lyme specialists on the East Coast. He had an office in Connecticut and was a wonderful man. He had discovered Lyme disease before it was even called Lyme disease. And he had been doing research on it for a long time, going back even to when it was quite prevalent in Germany. And this had been a disease that he'd gotten fascinated with because his father had had it very early on and almost died from it. And he had gotten very focused on finding a cure for this disease or even finding a way to diagnose it and treat it. But the best treatment he could come up with was for me was antibiotics. So I was, I felt a bit like a guinea pig. I was having huge amounts of antibiotics of all different kinds poured into my system. There was times when I was taking two or three different antibiotics simultaneously. We did this thing called pulsing where I would have huge amounts of antibiotics and then I would go off them and then we would pulse back onto them. I felt often very ill. I felt just from the antibiotics that they were making me possibly feel more ill than I would have felt if I didn't have the antibiotics. And it got to a point where I didn't know anymore what was making me sick. I just knew that I was very ill, and I didn't know how to help myself. And his advice, which I respected him enormously, but I really felt that his advice was the best he had to work with at the time. He put me on things called antiprozodals, which was a horrible kind of neon liquid medicine that looked like tempera paint. And the minute I would put it into my mouth, I could tell it was like a toxic thing. I didn't want to take it, and yet, he was telling me this was something he thought would help me. And all through this, I was experimenting with some alternative things. I had cranial sacral work done on me. I had acupuncture. I was taking colloidal silver. Every time I would hear anything or read anything, and I was constantly trying to research Lyme disease and find out as much as I could about it and what kind of alternative therapies people were using. None of these things either seemed to help. I mean, the cranial sacral work was quite comforting in a certain way, and it allowed me to really acknowledge the emotional, just the emotions I was carrying around my fear and my dread of what was happening to me. It gave me a place where I could process that, but in terms of actually moving me out of the symptomatic part of the disease, it never felt like much was happening. So we moved forward to this, you know, this continued on through almost to a period of about a year and a half, a year and three quarters, and I got to a point where I was really felt very compromised in how I was able to function, and I was a single parent trying to raise a child, and things were feeling very frightening to me. I was then told by my doctor that he felt the next step I should take is to start IV antibiotics, which I really didn't want to do. I knew a lot of people with Lyme disease were doing this, and I knew it was the next step, but I was dreading it, and it was really going to require me to go to a hospital and have antibiotics administered to me through a needle, and he felt I would become more and more dysfunctional while this was going on, and as a single parent, I really felt I wasn't able to become dysfunctional. So I said to him, I just need to stop. I need to stop everything. I don't want to take antibiotics right now. I'm going off the antiprozoals. I just need some time. I need to think about what to do next, and I need some time to clear this stuff out of my body and really see how I feel. So I made this decision, which it felt very like a very wise decision to make. I didn't know how long I was going to be able to stick to it if several weeks went by and I was feeling worse or as bad as I had been feeling. So 2 weeks or so passed, and just out of the blue, my phone rang, and a friend of a friend said to me, I've heard that you have really, really bad Lyme disease, and I just want to tell you, I was in Costa Rica with two friends. We got a horrible parasite. We were all three very, very ill. We came back to Massachusetts. We saw our individual doctors. They all wanted to put us on some hideous medication, Flagyl-like type of a very toxic chemical medication that they didn't want to take. And they heard through the grapevine that there was a woman in Great Barrington who was a chiropractor who had this thing called a parasite zapper, and that she might be able to help them. So they all three trooped over there and went through a process with her, and all three of them, within a matter of a day or two, had no more symptoms. And this was now maybe a week or so later, and they were all three feeling completely fine. They had had to take no medication at all. And while they were there, they were chatting with the chiropractor, and she said, I've been using this with Lyme disease with some really good success. So she was calling me to tell me this. I called the next morning. I went over. I spent 4 hours in the chiropractor's office. She showed me how to use this parasite zapper, which it's a small little box. It's a machine. It plugs in. It creates a very low-level electrical current. It has two wires that come from the box and two copper handholds, just little rods. You wrap them very with wet paper towels. You take all the metal off of your body, and you pass a low level of electricity through your body, which you don't feel. I mean, if you put complete concentration on it, if you're sitting there holding them in complete silence, and all you're doing is just trying to see if you feel anything, you can feel a very, very mild something. However, you know, if you're reading a magazine or something, you don't even, it's like nothing is happening. Well, I spent 4 hours there. The way she did it with me is we did this little cycle. I would be holding the rods for 7 minutes, and then I would go off them for 20 minutes, hold them for 7 minutes, go off them for 20 minutes, hold them for seven, go off. And I had a little timer. We did this for 4 hours. I left. I thought, that was a waste of time. I left feeling pretty downhearted. It seemed like 4 hours of nothing to me. I mean, I did what she asked, and I was glad that my friends had been cured of their parasites, but I didn't feel necessarily that this was going to be an answer for me. I went home. I fell asleep. I woke up the next day, and it was the first time in 2 years I hadn't had a headache. And I got up, and I began to realize that I felt dramatically different. And within about the next 48 hours, all of my Lyme symptoms had gone away. I called her, and she said, I want you to come back in 10 days. We're going to do another 4 hours just to kill any residual or any of the eggs. I did. I was back there in 10 days. I did another 4 hours. And I've never really had a Lyme disease symptom since then, so we're talking 7 years now. I bought a zapper. I went onto a website called The Ultimate Zapper and got a zapper of my own. It cost $140. I think I probably, between doctors and medications, I spent, I headed towards $20,000 in the 2 years on trying to get myself better. And in 4 hours and $140, I was completely cured by this wonderful little machine. I have to say I use it often. I have used it often over the last 7 years. Anytime I get run down and I feel, in any way that anything that might even possibly feel like a Lyme disease symptom reemerging, I will do, 2 to 4 hours of zapping. I often use it if I am around people who are quite ill, who have, the flu or sore throats or whatever. I'll use it any time I feel like I'm getting sick, if my glands swell or I feel at all feverish. And honestly, it cures me. I haven't been sick for 6 years. I don't get colds. I don't get the flu. I don't seem to get anything. The way that this works is twofold. Hulda Clark, who is the inventor of the Parasite Zapper, she died several years ago, but she was quite a celebrated Canadian doctor, quite controversial. She's written quite a few books. She wrote a book about curing cancer. She believed that, she had a whole philosophy of why we get ill and how we could be doing so many more things to help ourselves and help our immune system stay healthy and strong. But one of the theories of this zapper, or her main theory, is that we have parasites that live in our digestive system. We know they're there. They come in with the food and that we eat and the water that we drink. And they actually coexist within our digestive system fairly well. However, when the body becomes too acidic, which, a lot of the foods that we eat, certainly coffee, anything with caffeine, alcohol, lots of other foods that we eat, can create a way too acidic body, and stress is also a huge contributor to an acidic system. And in an acidic system, these parasites in the digestive system thrive, and they multiply much more rapidly than they should to keep in balance in the body. And they then, as they multiply, they leave the digestive system and they go places where they should, where they shouldn't be, and where, when they're there, starts to compromise our body's ability to stay healthy. So they can go into the liver and the bladder and the kidneys and the bloodstream and all over the system. They can go into the heart. They can go into the brain. So what the zapper does is it basically kills all of the parasites in your system, gets them out, allows your immune system, which you know, as these parasites move into other parts of the body, they're seen as foreign bodies. The body is not used to having parasites in the liver or parasites in the bladder or the kidneys. So the body begins to see these as foreign objects, and the immune system starts to fight them. But the immune system is fighting them constantly because they're there, and the immune system is just constantly, it's like having your foot on the gas all the time. The immune system is fighting them and fighting them. It is an autoimmune response, only the autoimmune response is to parasites that shouldn't be there. So what the zapper does is it wipes the parasites out of your body entirely. The minute you eat something, they're back in the digestive system, which, you know, they're going to be anyway, but the immune system stays in this sort of optimum sort of place where it's functioning, you know, in a way that allows one to stay healthy. At least I'm just, you know, from my own experience and from the experience of, I've probably shared the zapper now with, oh, I'm going to say 40 people. And it hasn't been with Lyme, it has not been 100% successful. There are people that I have spoken with, you know, where the Lyme was, you know, they'd had it for 12 years or something, and they were extremely, extremely debilitated. I wasn't there to see how. I gave advice over the phone and things like that. I don't know how they administered it, but there have been some cases of people who I know bought a zapper and used a zapper and didn't feel it helped them at all, although most of the people who I've been in close touch with and who I've really been involved with helping them learn how to use it and stuff have gotten completely rid of their Lyme disease in almost miraculous ways like mine. So I think that's the crux of what I have to say, and I'd love to hear people's questions.
Yes, thank you so much. That's a really incredible story. I'm going to open it up for questions right now. You can press 5-star on your phone to let me know you have a question. I know there's somebody on who has a daughter with Lyme. So if you wish, please press 5-star now on the phone. What an incredible story. Hello, you're on?
Hi, my name is Dave, and my daughter is suffering really bad with Lyme's disease. Actually, Alyssa, could you just say some of these symptoms that you're experiencing? Well, she has a lot of different symptoms, such as headaches that won't stop. She actually has to be in a wheelchair now because her joints are hurting so bad she can't walk. The headache has been constant for like a whole year.
Yeah.
How hard is it to be able to use this machine?
It is so simple, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievably easy to use. And there's actually, you know, there is also another little thing that you can buy that attaches to the feet, and it's supposed to be even more effective. What I have are just the two hand rods. But you can also buy this little extra thing that attaches to your feet so you can have it in your hands and your feet simultaneously. And I've heard that that's particularly effective. But it's a very, very simple thing to use. If you heard the whole story. I mean, I use it still ongoing. I was around my son who was very, very ill with a strep throat the other day, and about 2 days afterwards I thought, oh, no, my glands were swelling up. I felt a little feverish. I went home that night and I used it for about 3 hours, woke up the next morning, and I've been absolutely fine ever since. I'm a true believer in the wonders of this. But in terms of Lyme disease, I mean, if I can help anybody with Lyme disease, I tell you it means so much to me because I will never forget what I went through and how frightening it was. And how, is she taking antibiotics?
Yes, she's on antibiotics. We've already had a PIC line in for one time for a month, but it didn't help. I've had her at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. I've had her over at Robert Woods Specialized Children's Hospital. Her knees are hurting her tremendously, as well as the other joints. She's had a headache for a year now that just has not stopped.
How old is she?
Sorry?
How old is she?
She's only 17, yeah. And her whole life has stopped.
Yeah. Well, I would recommend trying this. There is absolutely nothing to lose. It cannot, as far as I'm aware, and as far as, you know, my experience with other people, it causes absolutely no harm. There are no side effects. It was just a fantastic turning point for me in the progression of this disease. It just seemed to bring it to a crashing halt and reverse it. And I don't have any residual damage from this disease that I'm aware of, at least, you know. You can go if you want to try it. The one that I use, if you just put in Parasite Zapper into the thing, so many websites come up, and there are so many different ones, and it can be a little overwhelming and confusing. So, you know, the only advice I know how to give is the one that I used, which if you put in the Ultimate Zapper, up will come a site which is run by a man who was in a wheelchair and who, not from Lyme, but from what had been diagnosed as MS. And there are a lot of doctors now who are involved in Lyme disease research who actually have come to believe that MS is Lyme disease that went undiagnosed for many, many, many years. Now, I don't know, you know, I'm sure there's lots of doctors who would refute that, but there seemed to be a whole school of thought in that direction, that a lot of these things we call autoimmune diseases are actually Lyme and other tick-borne diseases that have just gone undiagnosed for a long time, and they've specialized in certain ways in different people, and so, you know, in this person it's called lupus, and in this person it's called MS, and in this person it's called something else. But chronic fatigue and, you know, all kinds of things like that. But I'd get a Zapper as soon as possible and try it, because you've got nothing to lose. The only question that I would have, and you might discuss this online with the man who I'm blanking on his name right now, but who runs...
Is that Ken Presner?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So the website, just for your information, the website is zap.intergate, I-N-T-E-R-G-A-T-E dot C-A. That's for Canada. So zap.intergate dot C-A. That's the website, and the Ultimate Zapper. And the man is Ken Presner.
And I have a question for you also. I'd like to know, when you had this disease, did you have any co-infections with it that were also caused by the tick?
Ehrlichia or babesiosis? You know, I was never diagnosed as having them, but I think, you know, I've spent a lot of time reading about Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases, and I think very often you get sometimes what's called the tick triad. Somebody's bitten and they get all three diseases, which can make it particularly difficult, you know, in terms of the medical profession, both to diagnose and to treat. You know, I couldn't even really get a Lyme disease diagnosis out of them, even though I knew I had Lyme disease, and even though some doctors were telling me I had the classic case, other doctors were saying, absolutely not, you do not have Lyme disease. So it was very frustrating. Forget Ehrlichia and babesiosis. I couldn't even get them to say it was Lyme. So whether I had a co-infection, I don't know. But my tendency is to think that this could be equally as effective with a co-infection as well, that Ehrlichia and babesiosis are similar in nature to the spirochete of Lyme, and that if this is effective on just the Lyme itself, that it could also be effective with the Ehrlichia and babesiosis. But I don't have any direct experience with those diseases that I'm aware of. I mean, I could have had them and just not known it. It was never diagnosed.
Right. I just want to mention also that we have no direct connection or no connection at all to the ultimate zapper, no financial connection at all. There's just a personal recommendation from Karen. There's no monetary involvement at all with that.
No, none at all. In fact, I've never met the man or had, you know, conversations with him or anything. I just happened upon the site and bought one and then have recommended it to friends of mine, but I have no connection to it whatsoever.
Because my daughter has been diagnosed, actually, with all five, but, you know, we're going back and forth, of course, as you're saying, with all the doctors. Some say, yes, it's Lyme. Others say, no, it isn't. And yet the test reports we've had done coming back from the labs are definitively showing that she does have it. So
yeah.
It's very, very frustrating because we're trying everything in this world to help her, and, you know, we're whatever. And a friend of ours just told us about this. I only found out in the past 15 minutes about this whole thing just now, and, you know, I have no problem trying anything. I'm just praying that it might give her some relief. But you've had this headache, and my daughter's had this headache for over a year.
Yeah, I had a headache for, I would say, 2 years. That would not go away. I mean, it was sometimes worse than other times, but it was a constant, constant headache. And I honestly used the zapper one afternoon. I left, I went home, I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning for the first time in almost 2 years without a headache. And it was like a revelation. I just couldn't believe it. It was like the weight of the world was lifted off of the top of my head. You know, just on that level alone, you know, it was an extraordinary turnaround for me.
If I go to theultimatezapper.com, would I be able to find it there?
Yes. If you Google The Ultimate Zapper, his website will come up. I don't know the actual name of the website. Fia gave the actual website. But if you just Google The Ultimate Zapper, his website will be the first one to come up. It's Ken Presner.
Oh, that would be good. Do you happen to know if they'll at least let you try it and see if you have any success or?
I doubt that they will. I mean, I think they're in the business of, you know, selling them. And you know, at $140 or whatever they are, it's compared to the, you know, the amount of money, you know, I was paying doctors and paying for the medications I was taking, it seemed like a huge bargain to me.
Actually, I'm looking at the website now, which is again zap.intergate.ca, and there is a trial.
There is a trial period.
There is a trial offer for 3 months.
That's fantastic.
Yes, you try. He's so convinced that it'll work, he gives you a trial period for 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the last time I was on the website was I pulled it up with a friend to show her this zapper. I don't think anywhere on his website he claims that it cures Lyme disease that I can remember. There may be some testimonials in the testimonials of people who've used it where they talk about Lyme, but I don't I don't know if it's one of the things he says. He had a very, very serious form of colitis, I believe, and a very serious form of MS to such an extent that he was in a wheelchair and had stopped being able to walk. And he's cured himself of both of these autoimmune diseases with the zapper.
Would you be kind enough again to I just want to write down the name of that website again.
That's ZAP. Instead of www, it's ZAP, ZAP, dot Intergate, Intergate, dot CA.
Okay, great. So, because they're in Canada, zap.intergate.ca. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
No, that's great. I really appreciate it. As I said, it's so horrible. We go from place to place to place, and no matter what we try to do, nothing seems to help. But, Karen, I also wanted to ask, now you were saying that you had all of these pains
in your joints. What actually happened when you were using the zapper? Did the pains in the joints eventually go away?
The pain in the joints went away within, I would say, 48 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was extraordinary. I mean, I had so many different symptoms, the numbness of the face. I at times felt as though I was on the verge of getting palsy. That went away. I had just a kind of unbearable lethargy, you know, where I just didn't want to, you know, the idea of, like, getting out of a chair seemed insurmountable to me. That went away. I began to have, within, I would say, a matter of days, I had my old energy back to do things. The depression sort of lifted, you know, as all these symptoms fell away, this sort of sense of, you know, just the weight of this disease. You know, it was really a kind of, you know, one of those sort of eureka moments in my life. It was extraordinary.
You're describing everything that my daughter is living through. I mean, absolutely, you're describing everything that she's living through. And now I've got to try to convince her to try it, though, because she's listening to everything that you guys are saying, and she's saying to me that she doesn't believe in it or want to try it. I don't know what to do to overcome that hurdle.
Well, I didn't believe in it, although I did want to try it because I was at a point where I would have tried almost anything. So I certainly did not believe in it when I tried it. I just heard that somebody said it possibly could help, and I was so desperate to get better that I would have tried practically anything. So, you know, I just want to say to her, you know, she has...
Here and listening to you, Karen.
Huh?
She's right here with me. She's right here by my side, and she's listening to you.
Yeah. What's her name?
This is Alyssa.
Alyssa. You know, I just want to say to you, Alyssa, you know, I don't know you, but I have compassion for what you're going through, and I remember how terrible I felt and how, you know, bad these symptoms felt all combined into one, and how much it changed my perspective on life. I can't promise you, obviously, that this is going to help you, but if there's a chance that it will, you can put a couple of movies on television and sit with a little timer next to you and put this on and off. You know, hold on. All you do is hold on to little handles. You pass this very low level of electricity through you. It kills all of these parasites in you, and you don't feel anything at all, and you wake up the next day possibly feeling, like I did, incredibly better. And then proceed to lose all your symptoms over a period of the next couple of days. So on the chance that something like that could happen to you, and I'm not the only person that it's happened to. I've loaned my zapper to numerous, I live in Massachusetts, and this disease has been just, you know, a horrible, horrible, you know, part of this part of the country. I mean, you know, we're not that far from Lyme, Connecticut, where the first outbreaks of it were found. And it's very, very prevalent up here. I can't tell you how many people I know who have had it. But, you know, I know, you know, from my own experience that this works, and I know from the experience of a number of friends who have gone through really, really bad episodes with Lyme disease that it's helped them enormously. So all I can say is, what do you have to lose except how terrible you feel? And it could be something, you know, that could take 4 hours out of your life. You would need to do it again maybe 10 days later just to kill all the eggs and stuff. But I think you know, it could turn your life around.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Karen. I don't know. It's going to be a battle, but I think hopefully maybe we can get her to try, because we've got to try everything we can. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, I mean, this is so simple. I mean, it's so easy to use. It's so funny. I mean, I have met numerous other people who have had resistance to doing it, and I'm always kind of amazed. You know, I just think like, okay, I guess you have to wait till you get sicker until you get to a point where you're just like, you know, you'll like I was desperate when I tried it. So I mean, maybe people have to hit bottom. You know, with the disease, you hit this point where, you know, but I can't. I honestly can't imagine having resistance to it if she's feeling anywhere near as bad as I did. You know, I think that it's something, you know, that should be embraced with great, you know, I don't want to set you up and, you know, right. You know, I mean, there's a chance that it won't help because I of course have no idea why it seems to work. I mean, the only people that I know of that it has not helped are people who had Lyme disease for a very, very long period of time and were literally in bed and incapable of getting out of bed, and some of them could hardly speak, and it had really done such severe neurological damage to their body that there was nothing to reverse, really. I mean, even if you got rid of all the Lyme parasites, the damage was done.
If a person tries this within 24 hours, they would know if they felt anything. I'm saying, so my question to you is, if my daughter does try this and she goes to sleep and wakes up the next day, if it's going to have any effect at all, she would notice it within the 24 hours?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I absolutely don't know. All I know is that was my experience, and that has been the experience of, I would say, within my town where I live, I've probably given it to and even administered it to, you know, about 15 or 16 people, and it has helped all of them. I've spoken with people on the phone from all over the country, and I wasn't a part of how they used it or their treatment. Some people, when you go on the website, there's all kinds of little, you know, you should try it for a minute here and do, and then go off of it. It has all these kinds of things that it says about how to go about using it. And there's also some cautions about using it if you're on medication. And I started to say, and then somehow we got sidetracked. But I would, if I were you, have a email conversation with Ken Pressner about whether or not she should go off of her antibiotics for a while before she uses it, because, you know, there's all these kinds of cautions about using it, you know, for short periods of time. Nobody cautioned me about anything when I used it. I'd never seen Ken Pressner's website when I used it. I was in a chiropractor's office, and she said, we're doing it this way, 7 minutes on, 20 minutes off, 7 minutes on, 20 minutes off for 4 hours. So I followed her instructions, and those are not necessarily his instructions, but that's how I used it, and that's how I've taught other people to use it, and it's been very effective with Lyme disease by using it in that way. But, you know, I think you need to have a dialogue with him. I was not on any antibiotics for maybe 10 days or 2 weeks when I used it for the first time. And I know he has some caution on his website about using it when you're taking drugs of any kind, you know, if you're on chemotherapy or if you're taking, you know, different kinds of medication. So that's a conversation that you should have with somebody who's much more well-informed than me.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Is there anybody else that's on this actual line, you know, conference that could possibly tell us, you know, if they've had experience using it and what their results were?
I don't know if that's true, but we can open it up and see if there's anybody else who'd like to comment or ask a question. Just press 5-star on your phone. We are getting near the end. We do have a few minutes left, but if you have a question or comment or wish to address this man's question, press 5-star on the phone, and I will see that you've raised your hand. Anybody would like to do this? We'll see. So far, nobody right now. Do you have any more questions, sir?
Melissa, anything you want to know? Well, like I said, she's on a lot of different medications, and I just hope, you know, as I said, I'm not going to be comfortable, of course, taking her off any medication, but if she could try it while being on the medication, I guess if this guy Ken says okay, then I would definitely consider giving it a shot.
Yeah, I would get on his website and have a dialogue with him about what medication she's on and see what he has to say, because I'm sure, you know, he's somebody who, you know, has a lot more knowledge about it than I do. I'm sharing, you know, my experience and the experience I've had with a number of friends who I've helped.
Well, I really do appreciate it. I'm just praying that we can find something to help her.
Well, I really, really hope that you do. I really hope you do. It's just such an awful disease, and I truly, truly believe that it is very, very curable. So hang in there, and I wish you just the best, Alyssa. I hope you're better very, very soon.
Well, she said thank you.
Okay.
Great.
And
wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. So we're just about out of time. I just want to thank you again, Karen, for joining us and sharing your amazing story. You're welcome to visit her beautiful store, Karen Allen Fiber Arts, at 8 Railroad Street in Great Barrington, Mass., in Western Massachusetts. The phone number there, if you want to call, is 413-528-8555. That's 413-528-8555. And her website is www.karenallen-fiberarts.com. That's www.karenallen-fiberarts.com. So thank you again, Karen.
Yeah, can I add one more thing?
Sure. Uh-huh.
If there was anybody, I know we ended up just talking to this one gentleman and his daughter, but if there was anybody else out there listening who, you know, is really in need of some advice and was you know, needing to ask something about this zapper and just didn't get the opportunity, if they want to send me, you know, any questions or comments through store at Karen Allen Fiber Arts, I would be more than happy to respond to them online.
Great. Wonderful. Good. Now, this was the third time we tried to reschedule your call. Because you're involved in filming a movie. Do you want to just briefly mention about the film that's coming out?
Well, I have a film that's coming out. Well, I don't know exactly the release date now. It's called White Irish Drinkers, and it's quite a wonderful film set in the 70s in Brooklyn, about a very dysfunctional Irish family. And
Wow, White Irish Drinkers, and that's great. So, okay, well, thank you again, Karen, so much. You've been a help, and your wonderful, wonderful story, and helpful to so many people. So thanks again, and thanks.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and feel free to join us again tomorrow evening as we host celebrity and top chef Andrea Beeman. Same number, same conference code. That's tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Andrea had recovered from an incurable thyroid problem through eating well. So please join us tomorrow night. She's wonderful, lively, very fun person to talk to. Next Sunday, there'll be no call because of Memorial Day weekend, but we will resume our calls, Sunday calls the following Sunday, as well as our Monday evening calls. So thank you all for joining us for Monday for Macrobiotic Miracles free conference calls. Have a great afternoon. So thank you all. And thank you again, Karen.
Oh, sure, Thea.
Okay, have a great day.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Bye.
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 Bye.